You know, it would actually be a good gig to be working out in the sun today.
The sun is good.
Yeah. So there you go, Senator. There's your Bob Dylan from 1964. Ain't going to work on Maggie's farm anymore.
Well, thank you very much. I have not heard that one in a long time.
Well, you know, there are only so many songs about Maggie.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we're working hard here.
I know, and I appreciate it. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Senator Maggie Hassan with us. We wanted to get you on because, you know, things are changing and evolving so quickly, and we need a... we need a measured voice.
We need a voice of reason.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that's why we're glad you're calling in.
Well, thank you for that compliment. And look, yeah, things are changing very rapidly, but some basics don't change, which is that we're Americans, we're Granite Staters, and we get through difficult times by looking out for each other. And so what you're seeing across the country right now is the way we can all look out for each other, even though it is difficult, and it is going to have an impact, and we are doing our best to prepare for that impact. And here in D.C., which is where you find me this morning, I am hopeful that this afternoon or tonight the Senate's going to be voting on a package that the House just passed and the president says he supports that will help us all weather this storm. But if you don't mind, let me just start by saying to people that the advice you hear from public health officials, from Governor Sununu, from people on the front lines who've been working around the clock, is really good advice, as is the advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. That starts with washing your hands thoroughly and often and disinfecting surfaces that other people might have touched or you might have touched so that we can minimize the spread of this virus as effectively as possible. Other thing is that we need to practice what experts call social distancing. And the reason for this is really basic, even though you can't see the impact of it right away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is that this is a virus that is transmitted by droplets in the air. And if you are 6 feet or more away from somebody who coughs or sneezes who has this virus, you are much less likely to actually get the virus than if you are closer. Similarly, if you touch a surface that they've sneezed or coughed on, or they've touched after they've sneezed or coughed into their hands, you could pick up the virus inadvertently that way. So what social distancing does, that means don't shake hands, stay about 6 feet apart, stay home if at all possible, and go out just when you need to, and then practice social distancing and hand washing if you need to go out. All of those things help minimize the spread of the virus. And the reason we care about this so much is not only should you not want to get sick, although a lot of people will have relatively mild symptoms from this, younger people, healthy people, people under 60, but there are people with pre-existing health conditions and especially older Americans for whom this disease can be very, very serious and even deadly. And you don't want to inadvertently spread this disease to them. And lastly, we don't want to overwhelm our healthcare system. So what we are doing here is taking steps. And by the way, we're not going to see the impact of these steps right away. We're going to continue to see a rise in the number of reported cases in the country because we've had a backlog of testing. But people shouldn't get impatient. Over time, what we're doing by staying at home, social distancing, being really conscientious about hand washing, what we're doing is slowing the spread of the virus and hopefully keeping it from the people most at risk and keeping from overwhelming our healthcare system. And that's something we can all do. So that's what people need to know. And then, you know, I've just talked quite a bit, so I'm happy to answer questions about the bill that the House just passed and that we hope to pass that will help smooth the impact of this.
And I do want to touch on that. I got to tell you up front, I hate social media. Because they, in many cases, they're spreading bad information. They're spreading rumors, and again, the toilet paper rush. People are succumbing to panic, and it's like no. And that's why I like the voice of reason. We're trying to do the same thing, saying, look, you know, you've got some pretty basic rules here. Just stick with it, like you would do for the flu.
Mm-hmm.
But why people, I'm seeing gun sales surging in places around the country people are afraid that this is the demise of the country and there's going to be a civil war. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. How did we make that leap?
Well,
come on, guys.
I think go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Pat.
Well, I think people got selfish when this tsunami of pandemic and fear of the unknown came over them. And now is the time to calm down and let's take care of everybody in the community, make sure they have what they need and that we're not exposing anybody more.
Right. And I want to reassure people in a couple of ways, too. Even though this is difficult, it is changing rapidly, and it's going to continue to. But here's the thing. So 2 weeks ago, Congress came together, huge bipartisan vote, and the president signed a bill that provides $8.3 billion for the first responders and healthcare workers on the front lines so that we can get more testing out there, we can get more personal protective equipment. There's still going to be uneven supply, and we're still going to have to work through those issues. But that was step one. Step two happened early Saturday morning when, by a huge bipartisan vote, the House passed and the president says he supports a bill that's going to do a few things that should make it easier for people to take a deep breath and do the right thing. First, it says that if you need to stay home because you have the virus or you have to take care of somebody or you've been asked to self-quarantine, you will get 2 weeks of paid sick leave, okay? And for small and medium-sized businesses who haven't provided paid sick leave and are worried about the cost, they will get a tax credit for the paid sick leave they provide, and it will be a refundable tax credit. So that will keep everybody more financially solvent moving forward so that they can do the right thing without having to worry about paying the rent, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bill also provides free testing. If it's recommended by your doctor that you get tested for the virus, it will be free. It also provides additional food assistance for our children who usually get some of their food from free and reduced lunch, for instance, at school.
Mm-hmm.
And for our elderly, it expands kind of what we think of as the Meals on Wheels program for elderly and their caregivers so people don't have to go out to get food, which will put them at risk. And it also expands unemployment insurance. So if the business you're working for furloughs you because demand goes down, you will be eligible for unemployment insurance. And it gives the states much more flexibility. So we are taking steps, and people have seen what the Fed did over the weekend, to confront the fact that this is going to change our day-to-day lives mm-hmm. and our economy for some time. We're not sure how long,
sure.
But we are capable of coming together and addressing these concerns. The other thing I'll tell people is social media has its dark side, to be sure, but what we're also seeing throughout the country is act of kindness after act of kindness after act of kindness.
Great point. Great point.
Young people, for instance, realizing they have elderly neighbors who shouldn't go out right now, so doing the grocery shopping for them.
Yep.
And dropping off the groceries on the front porch. You still can social distance while you do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But those are the kinds of things that we need to do for each other. The other real challenge that I already know that some people are trying to sort through, we have healthcare workers who need to go to work, but their child care is closed. So if you know somebody who works as a nurse or a doctor and you can help with their kids, that's another, while your workplace is also closed, that's another way we can be helping each other.
Yep.
And so there's lots of good that people are doing. We just have to remember that this is tough times, that we're going to have to be patient, because viruses don't know borders. They don't know political party.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know socioeconomic status, right?
They don't know schedules. They don't know calendars. They know nothing.
Right. But what we do know is that this virus is particularly deadly for older people and people with disabilities or pre-existing conditions. So that's what we got to stay focused on. We don't want to become inadvertent vectors here.
No.
And lastly, people should know how hard our public health officials and the governor and everybody in state government is doing. We are working closely with each other, federal delegation to the governor and to state officials. We're all in this together, and we're going to come out of it together.
And I'm loving that. I'm seeing everybody almost every day. Almost every day we're seeing somebody come up and reassure us.
Right.
And here's the latest that has happened. I'm loving seeing that.
Yeah. And we have our work to do right now in D.C. is to get the last step is the Senate voting to pass this bill, which I'm very hopeful Senate Majority Leader McConnell will bring to the floor tonight. The very latest tomorrow.
Right.
Hey, the other thing I just want to remind people about is that if you yourself do have flu-like symptoms, and, you know, it's hard not to be super self-conscious right now. You have a cough, you have a sore throat, you wonder, do you have the virus? Call your health care provider, please. Do not just show up at an ER or a doctor's office, because, one, they're getting there will be too many people and you'll be crowded and you won't be doing the kind of social distancing you should be. But two, you may be people in the ER and doctor's offices are often frail people who need health care. So you might be inadvertently spreading the virus to them. So try to take it a step at a time, you know, unless you have truly severe life-threatening symptoms, and then you should call 911. But at the end of the day, we just need to be focused on the best data and expert advice we're getting. Listen to the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your doctors and your local public health officials. We are ramping up testing. We are ramping up a lot of other things. We've got more work to do, but we're going to get through this.
Well, yes, we will. And
Maggie,
together.
You know our number, Maggie. Call anytime.
You bet.
We like the measured response as opposed to the, we want to tamp that down because, unfortunately, as you're talking about, the common sense things have a tendency to get lost when people go into the panic. So we need you to keep reminding us.
Yeah, and people should remember this is a serious virus, to be sure, but the large majority of people who get it are going to, quote, self-resolve. Now, that doesn't mean it will be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Pneumonia is a real thing here.
It's a threat,
But a large, something around 80%, according to the CDC, self-resolve, meaning they don't need to go to the hospital,
right?
Yep.
You'll need to rest, drink fluids, take anti-flu medicine, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So I want people to understand all of the measures we're taking are about protecting the most vulnerable and making sure that if vulnerable people get sick and need hospitalization, the resources are there at the hospitals to take care of them, both in terms of people, beds, and equipment.
That's what
this is all about.
You're not in one of those target areas. Are you feeling okay? You're all right.
I am fine.
Okay,
but
good.
I stayed in D.C. this weekend because it just seemed the prudent thing to do.
All right.
Yep, stay healthy. Ready to go.
Senator,
ready
we will chat with you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
There
That's
you go, awesome. 33.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Maggie Hassan.
That's wonderful.
No, I appreciate it.
You know, we had no idea what she was going to say, but I knew she would be like, we're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. We're doing this. We're doing that. And the reality is they are.
We don't need somebody that, God bless my late grandmother, used to talk about, they do the screaming memes. We don't need those people.
No.
It ain't Chicken Little. The sky ain't falling. Okay, we'll get through this.
We are gonna get through this. But it's gonna take everybody doing their part.
There you go.
You know.
And don't look at your 401k.
No, kids, just don't do that now. It will come back. Don't worry.
Yeah,
the nature of it.
Yeah, don't go
that's
there.
The nature of it.
8:34. We're gonna take a break. Back with more right after.